In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Holy Lent, of the Great Lent. And this Sunday is known as the Sunday of Treasures, because as we heard now in this chapter from the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ say to everyone, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. And afterwards, he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he spoke about the treasures, some like to call this Sunday the Sunday of Treasures. And I would like to focus with you about on bring some light on the last verse from this chapter, where our Lord Jesus Christ said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Our Lord Jesus Christ advised every one of us to seek first the kingdom of God. I know that somebody, and maybe many of us, think that the kingdom of God is something very far. They think that kingdom of God is not now, and kingdom of God is not here. And that's why they don't want to go through what is the meaning of this verse, in spite of it is very, very important to discover that the kingdom of God is not so far. Many think that it is not here and it is not now. But I can remind you, when our Lord Jesus Christ started to preach, started to serve, when he started his service, what did he say? He started by this statement, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's amazing to know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is in St. Matthew. And in St. Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So it is amazing to know that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he started his service, when he started to preach, he declared that the kingdom of God is now at hand. And he made a very important link between repentance and the kingdom of God. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. There is a very close relation between kingdom of God and repentance. The whole salvation starts by repentance and is completed and perfected by the kingdom of God. Some Pharisees came and asked our Lord Jesus Christ about the kingdom of God. And the answer was very interesting for everyone. He said to them, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here,' or 'See there.'" Where is the kingdom of God? So, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "For indeed the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. Now it is very interesting to know this fact. The kingdom of God is at hand. It is not so far as somebody imagined. Somebody imagines that kingdom of God is not here and is not now. No. Our Lord Jesus Christ declared that the kingdom of God is within you. And that is why the last verse here, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." That's why, my beloved, in order to recognize kingdom of God and to live in the kingdom of God and to taste this kingdom of God, to taste this kingdom and see how it is joyful and sweet, there is something important and very important, is repentance, is transformation. Transformation by renewing the mind, by renewing the heart, by renewing the whole life. Renewal of life, renewal of mind, renewal of heart, and accepting new creation. This is the first step in order to recognize the kingdom of God, which is within you, as our Lord Jesus Christ said. To be transformed from the old man into the new man. Without this transformation, and if we live keeping the old man, we will not taste the kingdom of God. We will not recognize the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not declared for the old man, but for the new man. That's why you have to be transformed. As St. Paul says, what did St. Paul say? He said, "But now you yourself are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, since you have put off the old man." It is very important not only to fast, not only to worship, not only to memorize some hymns and some verses, but the very, very important is this process of transformation from old man to the new man, where St. Paul called it, take off or put off the old man with his deeds and have put on. I want you to focus on these terms, put off and put on. It is something to be put off. This is the old man. And something to put on. This is the new man. The new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Now it is clear how our Lord Jesus Christ advised everyone advise you and advise me and ask everyone to make this shift, transformation from the old life, from the old man, and accept the new man without this. And this is what we call repentance. Without this, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God will not be obvious or declared to anyone who is still keeping his old man and living in his old life. No repentance, no real repentance without tasting the kingdom of God. And there is nobody prepared for the kingdom of God without offering repentance first. We always hear about some saints in the synaxar and in the history of the church. We have lot of saints, and we read about their high spiritual life and how they grow and grow and grow spiritually. And we ask themselves and be amazing how these saints could subject themselves and grow in this high spiritual degree and high spiritual levels. I can say to you simply, they did nothing except repentance. You are not invited to make miracles. Just you are invited to repent. What they did by their own will is that they repented. They renewed their minds. And the rest of their life was led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit led them, nourished them, fed them, strengthened them, and make them to enjoy how God is sweet, and to enjoy the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. This not by their will. What they did by their will is to repent. And the rest was by the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God. Sometimes we look at them. Sometimes we look at them amazing, as they are another race or from another planet. They are like ours, or they were like ours. But most of them, and many of them, started as very, very, very weak examples spiritually. Many of them, not started as very weak example spiritually, but started from the zero level. Started maybe from under zero level. Some of them lived a sinful life. And let us ask St. Augustine. Let us ask Moses the Black. How they became and at this amazing degree spiritually. They did nothing but repented. And that is why the power of the Holy Spirit who came upon them, led them, strengthened them, and make them to taste how God is sweet and to discover the kingdom of God inside them or within them. I say to you very obviously, there is no salvation for anyone
who keeps in himself the old man with his deeds. For what? I can ask you, what is salvation? Salvation is a white robe. And this robe was whitened by the blood of the Lamb of God. And these saints washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This white robe given to you cannot be put on an old man. And that's why it is very, very necessary and mandatory to put off the old man and receive the new creation. St. Paul called repentance a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things had become new. And I can say to you something interesting. Sometimes we read the letters of St. Paul and the letters of the other apostles in the gospel. And sometimes we find, not sometimes, so many times, we find it is difficult. Difficult to comprehend and difficult to apply. I can say to you that these letters had been wrote or had been written to persons who were recently baptized, persons who lived as pagan or heathen, not believing in God at all. They were recently baptized, but when they accept by renewed heart, renewed mind, renewed soul, and so they have been transformed and changed their life. And so St. Paul himself was thanking God for them, and said to them, I thank my God always concerning you, because you have been enriched in all knowledge. It's amazing, my beloved, that these pagan, which were heathen, which were not believing in God, who just were baptized since few days or few months, have come to apply and to receive and to offer repentance, that St. Paul himself was very glad and pleased with them. These letters, up till now, we read it as something very, very difficult to comprehend. What is the difference? The difference is that sometimes we read it through the old man. There is no renewed heart or renewed mind. That's why I invite you. Kingdom of God is within you, and it is waiting for real repentance and real transformation from the old life to the new life. Here we can start. And after that, the Holy Spirit give you grace to extend. If you will not start here, you will not extend there. That's why The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Now you yourself are to put off all these. To put off all these. Now again, put off and put on. To put off anger, wrath, malice, hypocrisy, filthy language, and so on. That's why when I focus about the kingdom of God in the last verse, it is not just a meditation, but to declare facts. And this fact is very important for every one of us. In the past, there was a philosopher. Philosopher, philo means to love. Sophia means wisdom. And the philosopher is the one who loves wisdom and search for the truth, search for God. And this man was called Augustine. He was searching about the truth, searching about God. But he didn't find until he read, it is high time to awake. It is high time to awake out of sleep. The night is far spent. The works and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Augustine start to recognize God. And he said to him, oh my God, how long I have to search for you outside, but I discovered now that you are in myself, in my heart. That is the kingdom of God. I invite you to go deep through yourself to discover the kingdom of God and to know that how the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to come and dwell in your heart. To come and dwell in your heart. As he said once, I in them and you in me. I in them, ana fihum wa anta fiyya. I in them and you in me. So repentance gave you a new life, a new creation, and a new man. And this new man has to be fed and nourished with the word of God. With the word of God. So when our Lord Jesus Christ sees that your heart became like his heart, and you resemble him, like him, he will come and dwell in your heart. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And when our Lord Jesus Christ come and dwell in your heart, what shall happen? What shall happen? You shall be able to recognize how the width, the height, the depths of the love of God, as he said here, to know the love of Christ, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, تعرفوا مع جميع القديسين, what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, and know the love of the Christ, which pass knowledge. تعرفوا محبة المسيح الفائقة المعرفة. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you know what is meant to be filled with all the fullness of God? How come for me, I the earthly, how come for me to know or to be filled with the fullness of God? This is the kingdom of God, which is within you, which I invite you for just repentance. All what the saint did, what the saints did, just they repent and accept the word of God. And the Holy Spirit gives them how to grow and how to be filled and how to be nourished and how to be fed by the word of God and how to grow spiritually step by step. And I invite you all in order to recognize and live in the kingdom of God, which our Lord Jesus Christ here asked you and asked me and asked everyone, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. May God bless you all, and may God help each one in this great Lent in order to go through himself. Don't search for God outside yourself, but enter through yourself. Offer repentance. Offer real repentance. And at this time, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you how God is very sweet, how God is within you, how Jesus Christ will dwell in you, how you can declare and discover how you are beloved, and the love of God which has been poured into your heart will make you discover what is the width, the height, the depth of this love, and to be filled to the fullness of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.